Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of The Sixth Man. I'm your host, Josh Riley. Just finished watching James Harden and Russell Westbrook go head-to-head in a battle of the top two MVP candidates in the league. James Harden came out on top, while Russell Westbrook did get his 36th triple-double of the season, which now leaves him only 5 behind the all-time record of 41 with about 10 games left to go in the season. Now, this might be James Harden further making his case. This might solidify his case for getting MVP after getting this win against Westbrook like that. Now, speaking of MVP candidates, is a man who might be a possible MVP candidate in the future who goes by the name of Devin Booker. Now, Devin Booker did something a little crazy this past week. He went out and scored 70 points. That's right, 7-0 against the Boston Celtics. Now, they still lost that game, but the 70 points was the youngest. He was the youngest to ever score 70 points in NBA history and also became the 6th player to do so, joining Wilt Chamberlain with his 100 points, Kobe Bryant with his 81, followed by David Thompson, Elgin Baylor, and David Robinson. Very, very good company to be in. Now, of course, with him doing this, all of the comparisons with him and Kobe started rolling themselves out, talking about they were both the youngest to be drafted in their draft class. They're both 6'6" shooting guards. They both had fathers who played in the NBA. They were both the 13th pick in their respective drafts. They both wear Kobe's shoes. And it's kind of like, why? Why? Just let the man enjoy the fact that he scored 70 points. I did notice two very stark differences, though, between the two and their historic games. I noticed that when Kobe scored his 81, that was a game that his team won. And that year, his Lakers were either as bad or worse than this current Phoenix Suns team. Whereas where Devin Booker scored his 70 points, they still lost by 10. And the other difference I noticed was that if Devin Booker scored 11 more points to get to 81, which would have matched Kobe's, they would have won that game. I thought, how is that? A little bit of irony, you know, that wasn't lost on me at all. I thought that was pretty cool that that just happened to match up to that total. Still, a hell of a feat to do that. He's only in his second year in the league. And so that brings to the other question to mind, like, is he peaking too soon? Because this is something that doesn't really normally happen. Like, Kobe didn't get his 81 until he'd been in the league for about 10 years. And he's only in his second year in the league, and it's already happened with him. Another player that comes to mind when I think of that is Brandon Jennings, when he scored 55 points in the 8th game of his career. It was during his rookie season. And since then, he's definitely a solid point guard, but he's nowhere near someone who you would consider a superstar. And in his 8 years in the league, he's been on 5 teams. So it just kind of gives you a little bit of perspective and kind of that cautious optimism for Devin Booker to be like, well, this was a fantastic game, phenomenal game, but you got to keep working. We know he can score the ball, but will he reach that superstar status? I honestly hope he does. He seems like a really good kid with good head on his shoulders, and he's definitely super talented. So I hope nothing but good things for him, and hopefully he will be more than just a footnote in NBA history at the end of his career. Speaking of NBA history, Mr. Shaquille O'Neal, one of the all-time Laker greats, finally got himself a statue in front of Staples Center yesterday. He joins Kareem, Magic Johnson, Jerry West, all-time great broadcaster Chick Hearn, to be other former Laker greats that now have their statue in front of Staples Center. It's one of him, of course, doing one of his famous two-handed dunks with his legs swinging forward. It's a pretty awesome-looking statue, actually. So it was really, he definitely deserves that. He brought 3 championships to L.A. He was MVP. He was in the prime of his career, widely considered the most dominant player in the league during that time, who also happened to have a young sidekick named Kobe Bryant. And despite whatever their small beefs may have been, they, on the court, still what I believe the most dynamic duo the NBA has ever seen. And to his credit, Kobe Bryant was on hand, and he had a few words of congratulations for Shaq and kind of gave people a little taste of what he was like as a player and also the things that he learned from Shaq and how he benefited from having him on the same team. I'll let you listen to some of those words right here.
What we haven't talked about is how good of a player he was. Most dominant player I've ever seen. And the thing that was most impressive to me is that he's such a fun, outgoing guy. But before the tip-off, something happens. The switch goes off of him, and he's no longer joking around. He's no longer playing around. He's not smiling anymore. He's out there, and he's trying to dominate. And I remember the playoff series against San Antonio, and he leans over to me, and he goes, "Bring it to me early tonight. Bring it to me early." I'm looking, I'm like, "All right, what's going on?" He said, "When I was a kid, David Robinson wasn't very nice to me." I said, "Say no more. This series is in a bag, man." That's it. But I just want to say thank you. I've learned so much from you as a player. And your kids, you guys should know your dad was a bad man. He's a bad man. Congratulations, and much love to you, my brother.
Well, there you go. Pretty much in a nutshell, like, how does it feel to have a player so dominant that he just tells you, "Get me the ball early," and using the fact that David Robinson was not nice to him as motivation, and you pretty much know that the series is in the bag? That's pretty awesome. That's like having a created player in NBA 2K on your team, just like, just give him the ball. He'll just dominate everybody else. So definitely huge congratulations to Shaq. You know Kobe's next in line to get his statue. I wonder what kind of pose they're going to use. It's going to be his picture-perfect jumper, him dribbling, like driving past somebody, one of his dunks. Who knows? Who cares? You just know he's going to get a statue. He deserves one as well. Well, that's it for this edition of The Sixth Man, but I will continue to give you more updates on the NBA as the regular season winds down and season number 2 commences, a.k.a. the playoffs. And until next time, I am your host, Josh Riley, and this is The Sixth Man. Peace.